Ian Robertson is the original designer of the McVeigh Courtyard. He is currently Associate Professor of the Landscape Architecture Department at the University of Washington. He is also affiliated with the University of Washington Botanic Gardens.
There were two ideas that we combined. One was to talk a little bit about ecology and plants. And so we did a lot of lighting studies of the courtyard to see where the sun and shadow patterns were. And then we tried to locate plants in a way that we'd emphasize the darker and lighter parts of the courtyard so people would understand that even in a small space like that, there were very different microenvironments that plants would flourish in. We also were trying to make it a social space, a usable space. We had a large number of people who could come out of the Northwest Horticulture Hall and use the space. And yet we wanted it to be a space that one person sitting there wouldn't feel like they were out in the open. So there were ecological ideas, there were social ideas. Aesthetically, we wanted to not make it look like the Pacific Northwest, but have some sort of association with the Pacific Northwest. So some of the plants are of Japanese origin, which are heavily used in the Northwest. We chose a lot of different grasses because of their contemporary appeal at the time, but also to try and give a unity to the design. And so there was a strong emphasis on the wavy freeness of grasses, the movement of it, and obviously the rocks are something that we went up into the mountains and selected and therefore say something about the Cascade Mountains. There are two wavy bands of concrete that come in from each of the main entrances of the courtyard and that used to go in the two doors of Merrill Hall. And in my mind, one of those represented the plant collectors who had brought all of these plants from around the world to the Northwest. And so it was intended to sort of be, here is one stream of information. And then the other band was intended to suggest that people here had then studied them, so that the scientific mission of the center was to study these plants and to think about urban horticulture and use them in that way. I also, in my mind, I saw them as rivers. So I put the rocks and patterned the concrete. I actually put those in because I wanted to show a movement pattern. So I collected a large number of small stones, different colors, and I actually color-coded the stones with the adjacent plants at the time. And then I put marbles in at places that I wanted it to appear as though the stream or the rivers were flowing more languidly where people would sit. And then other places I put some of my rocks in and sort of patterned it to look like riffles and rapids on either direction. So there's a directionality to all of that patterning. It was just meant to give a little bit further interest to the design. My hope is that somebody in that space would find a place they felt comfortable with, that they enjoyed being in, that just resonated with them.